Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
My name is MJ Jacob. I run the business Mad Jesse. I design, draw and create outdoor accessories and sustainable items. So hats, multi-use scarves, plantable pencils, that sort of thing.
And you're based locally, MJ. You're based in Waterford.
I am. I'm based in County Waterford. I live on a small sailboat with my dog.
You have lots of options for people for Christmas, and they can certainly check out your website. Something caught my eye, and it's your hat, and it's in relation to the sea, and it's in relation to climate change. So can you tell me the story about that?
Yes, absolutely. So I've been working on this hat for about a year and a half at this stage. As I live on a boat, I really see kind of the changes happening, especially in regards to sea levels and the rising tides. I started doing a bit of research on the data, and I found out that for many years, the seas were only rising for about 1.5 centimetres every decade. But then between 2010 and 2020, it rose a full 10 centimetres. So I decided to take the data and to kind of translate it into something visual that people could understand. So I've created this stripy hat, and each stripe on the hat represents a decade of rising sea levels worldwide, and each stripe is pretty much to scale. And I've made them in collaboration with a friend of mine, Caroline, who also lives in Waterford. They're made from leftover wool, so it's a no-waste hat, basically.
That's one idea for a sustainable and local Christmas present. So this Christmas, think about making more environmentally friendly choices. A good rule of thumb is to buy less and buy local. Choose gifts from small local businesses and artisans.
Hi, I'm Melo Parr, and I am Managing Director of Monkey Reusable Products, and we are based here in Waterford in the Airport Industrial Estate, and we make customised monkey cups and bottles, and we also sell online, and you can create your own cup, so you can create your own lid, slider and band. So we have cups that suit every style and every occasion. The name Monkey Cups is inspired by the 100th Monkey Phenomenal Social Change. It's about creating a tipping point of social behaviour from disposable to reusable, and we encourage everybody to make a difference. And I saw a t-shirt there recently, and it said, "It's only one cup," said a million people. I think this Christmas, if we could think sustainability, if we could think making a difference, and also if you think sustainability, think of something that somebody's going to enjoy.
I'm Beth Connolly from Finders Keepers. We're a local store that supplies mainly local artists from Waterford. So we try to keep everything as sustainable as possible. Even when we get our orders in, they obviously come boxed, and we try to reuse the boxes as well. So when we're sending out orders, we'll reuse the boxes, we'll reuse the tissue that they send.
We're in your gorgeous shop at the moment, but even looking for your packaging for Christmas.
Yeah, so we keep it plain and simple. So it's just the brown paper, and then we use the twine then to wrap it around like a little bow. And then we have the stamp then of Finders Keepers that we use just to stamp it off then for the shop.
Do you find that when people are coming in that they're a bit more thoughtful about what they're buying?
Absolutely, yeah. So even with the kids' toys, they are very, sustainable. We can keep them forever almost, and you can pass them on then. So that's what people are kind of looking for, are to have a keepsake gift to give people. And also, remind them that it does make a difference to keep it sustainable.
There are lots of other ways you can make this a more environmentally friendly Christmas. For instance,
Oxfam Ireland suggests swapping your usual chocolates, coffee, teas and sugars for fair trade options. That way you can help farmers affected by climate change to earn a fair and decent living. Or you could give a charitable gift. That way you're supporting families in developing countries.
Or you could choose pre-loved instead of new. Try vintage or charity shops for cool prezzies for your family and friends. There are lots of shops all over Waterford City and County to choose from.
Are you a baker? Do you knit or sew? You could try making your own gifts, or maybe give a gift of an experience. the cinema, a meal. All depending, of course, on your budget. Oh, and don't forget, garden centres are also a great place for gift ideas.
Now for the Christmas tree, are you in the real or the fake camp? Artificial trees are more energy intensive to produce than real ones. They are not recyclable. Most of them come from Asia, so that's a big, big carbon footprint. On the other hand, many people can have the same artificial tree for years and years. Real trees, on the other hand, are natural, renewable and recyclable. And while growing, they help keep the air clean, they provide a wildlife habitat, and after Christmas, they can be easily recycled into products like mulch that continue to benefit nature.
So whatever tree you choose this Christmas and whatever presents you're buying, think sustainability, think local, think green. That's it from Ours to Protect for this week. Talk to you again next Wednesday.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mban with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.